Sons of Pothos. In the banquet hall at Freiburg Castle, the fat Governor Schultz is ready for his supper. He has already been interrupted once by his captain, who announces the arrival of two messengers from the Duke of Lorraine. And now he puts down his plate and twists his wine glass thoughtfully in his thick, stubby fingers as the messengers themselves are escorted in by four imperial musketeers. His small, shrewd eyes narrow as he looks at them.
Let the messengers advance 2 paces so I may see them properly. The long and the short of it, eh? Well, which of you is the spokesman?
I am, Herr Schultz.
The giant, eh? Do you belong to Germany?
No, Colonel. I am a native of Lorraine.
And your friend?
He is from Spain.
You say you are charged with a mission from Prince Charles. What proof can you give that you do not come from Marshal Gregory?
I have proof. But, oh, one moment. Lend me your bayonet, Captain.
Oh, you are safe. Never fear. I only want to split the seam.
Thank you. There. Safe from French eyes. Stone within the lining of my jacket. Here, Colonel, are my credentials.
Thank you. Colonel Schultz, Governor of Freiburg. It is my lord's memorandum paper, without a doubt.
It is quite genuine. You can see his personal cipher.
I am not doubting it. I know his writing.
We wish you to receive the bearer of the present note with honor due an envoy of ours.
How is it this note refers to but one of you?
It was thought originally I should be able to manage alone, but then I encountered difficulties, and it seems safer to have my friend Juan with me. If I did not manage to make it, and my size was against me, I thought a little one like Juan would slip through to you. He has the courage of a lion, even if he isn't as tall as some.
How did you get through the enemy lines?
We went into the marshal's camp under pretext of selling cherry brandy of our own making out of a cask we carried in our cart. The French will always stop fighting to start drinking. And they were interested in my cherry brandy.
And then, watching our opportunity, we slipped into the trench
and would have got through without much trouble, but my height gave me away among all these midgets of Frenchmen.
What is the matter with your friend? Is he sensitive about his size?
When I refer to the French midget, Herr Schultz, he is afraid you may mistake him for a Frenchman. He is very sensitive about that.
And well, he may be. Go on. Your height gave you away?
I stood out like a lamppost among the midget French in their ditches, and a hue and cry was raised. We jumped out and ran for it. The rest happened under the eyes of your men, and they can tell you what occurred.
You were lucky not to be hit.
We are, as you said earlier, the long and the short of it. The French mind is a simple one and was confused. Besides, they are not good shots at any time.
Well, now that you are here, what are you bringing me? News?
Instructions, my lord. Private, precise, and confidential.
Verbal, do you mean?
I should think so. What I carried in my coat team was enough to have me hanged. The Duke would not allow his messenger to carry, except in his head, the plans for the delivery of your city.
Delivery of Freiburg. You will be free in 3 days.
So,
Captain, you may go. I wish to speak to these men alone.
Tell me all, and I will listen while I finish eating. You must know that the Prince of Saxe-Eisenach and Leopold, on whom a lord depended, have both disappointed him. But he has acquired a partisan army and is ready to attack the French encamped outside your wall.
Yes, yes.
He wishes you to lure the enemy onto the wall already mined in preparation for them. and apply the torch when a simulated retreat from you has brought them over this volcano. Then, when these, the most daring of the French, are blown sky high, have the free companies charge with your regulars and the garrison issue from the other gates to rout the demoralized force.
When must all this take place?
At the same time that the Duke and his army make their attack, the signal shall be a rocket, which the Duke will send up from a house on the other side of the Rhine, in a direct northwest line from here.
That is good. A rocket as the signal. The double attack at the one time. The prince and his troops on one hand, and I with the garrison and the people on the other. Ah, Craigie and his men won't be able to stand the nutcracker treatment, friend?
They haven't a hope, Herr Schultz. We squeeze the nutcracker, and the prize falls into our lap.
By the way, comrade, do you happen to know all that my lord duke put into that note about you?
I think so.
Yet you remain tranquil.
The Lord advised you to put a bullet through my head or hang me with a new rope if anything in my behavior struck your excellency as suspicious.
Oh, so you do know all about it, then?
His Highness most kindly read the lines to me with stress on those concerning myself. He has a great sense of humor, Prince Charles.
And so have you, my fine Lorena. But it would be no joke, believe me, if either of you raises my slightest suspicion.
We have nothing to fear.
Let's hope not. For remember, Colonel Schultz has never broken his word yet. And may the thunder crush me if I don't carry out the Duke's orders. Do I have to blow your brains out with my own hand or twist the rope around your neck?
If you're so anxious, there's a plain way of making sure we walk straight in doing our duty to prince and country. Keep us by you so that you may read our very thoughts.
The very thing I had decided to do. From this moment, my watch over you will not be taken off, and you'll be riveted to me as the shadow to my body. Does that satisfy you?
It suits me admirably.
And your Spanish friend? Can he speak? Or is he forever silent?
It is because of this habit of silence, Colonel, that I selected him to help in this mission. But he can talk, and prettily, too. What think you, Juan? Shall you like being riveted to the Colonel, like the shadow to his body?
I am glad to become, if only for a while, the shadow of the eminent warrior, Colonel Schultz, whose prudence, valor, and military science are a household word among the soldiers of Europe.
By my throat, as you say, he turns a pretty phrase when he does open his mouth.
The Spanish are renowned for elegancy and courtesy, Herr Schultz, but he speaks in all sincerity. For the prowess of Colonel Schultz of Freiburg is well known, and we are both honored to work with you.
Yes, take it, I like you. I like you both. We are war dogs together, and all in for the same good cause. What rank did you hold in the army, comrade?
I was a sergeant in the Vaudemont regiment when we fought at Rocroi for the right cause. Only the right cause was beaten that day.
And your comrade?
One also was a sergeant in the same regiment. It almost broke his heart to see the Spaniards thrashed that day by the green-born Duke of Enghien. That is why he plays all on this last throw.
And what are your names?
Mine is Nicholas Huber, at your order. And
Juan de Fernandez Felipe Manzanares.
Well, Major Huber and Major Manzanares.
Oh, my lord, how can we thank you for such honors?
Majors, not only will you accompany me now as I inspect the defenses on the ramparts, but you shall share my bed and board. Can you eat well and drink well, Major Huber?
Look at the size of the body I have to feed, Herr Colonel.
Good. You are a man after my own heart. Come then. It's time I went the round of our defenses. I will show you the mine wall where we'll entice the cream of the French forces and blow them up to the sky before they know where they are.
I shall be glad to see that.
Oh, it will be a fine joke, I assure you. Then, when we've done our duty there, we will return here for a more pleasant type of duty. The duty of a host requires that I shall introduce you to some of the best French wine. It is entirely between ourselves, Sir Major Humer. But much as I hate the men of France, so much I love their wine.
So it is down with the wines of France, eh, Colonel?
You're a man after my own heart. Down with the wines of France it shall be. But duty first. Come now, both you shadows. We must inspect the defenses.
And it's down with the wines of France. For when Freiburg's relieved, we shall soon replenish your cellars, Colonel.
What more can the soldier ask, Major Homer? His duty done for the night, a roaring fire in the grate, and a dozen bottles of good French wine. Enter. Fill up the glasses again, comrade. It's a night for drinking.
My lord, the word and countersign for the night.
Word and countersign? Then come here that I may whisper it, fool. Do you think I'm going to shout such things at the top of my voice?
Yeah, my lord. I mean no, my lord.
Make up your mind, you idiot. It is Waterland. Waterland. Have you got it?
Yeah, my lord. And here are the keys for the night.
Good, good. Now be off with you and shut the door. There's a confounded draught.
Yeah, my lord. Hold fire on the walls. The night is as black as the muzzle of an uncleaned gun, and the rain is falling fast.
So much the better for the watchers. Good night, Sir Franz.
Let us now drink to the good French grain.
Let us drink, comrades, and go on drinking till Otto carries us all to bed, to the dark night and the rain, to a quiet and peaceful night, and to victory in the morning.
To victory in the morning.